This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts Ash and JD. Well, last week we brought you the news that you probably already knew, but about those alien mummies.
Yeah.
And now we've just seen that they are actually finally being tested a bit properly, aren't they?
Yeah, by Mexican doctors that confirmed the bodies as non-human, and one apparently is a female.
So I wonder which one that is then. Well, hopefully the testing goes all right. You know, monks are making all their tacos and having some tequila. We actually get to see some reports on what's going on.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get them examined somewhere else than Mexico, because they're not going to go against their government. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it'd be nice if another country could examine them. So
Well, I wonder if they're going to... Well, I doubt they're going to send them back to Peru since they've already taken them from there. But, you know, maybe some of Donald Trump's scientists can have a look at them, because we'll definitely get all the truth over the origin of the bodies then, wouldn't we? You know, as long as he doesn't touch them up too much, that is. You know, feeling for the crotch to see which one is the female. He loves a bit of cupping, don't he, old Trump? Yeah, news-wise, there hasn't been much going on. We've had Storm Nigel looking attacking the place. So I've been away this week, only just a little holiday, Lincolnshire ways, and the wind, just absolutely terrible. We head over on Tuesday morning just to do a bit of shopping, and the country road that we was on, it was one of those narrow lanes, and then you've got the dips either side, and the road hasn't been properly, well, it never would have been properly tarmacked in the first place, and then you've got patches where it's been refilled on the potholes, and it was just reminded me of the Big Dipper, the roller coaster in Blackpool. It was literally up and down, and you got bits that you'd lean left and right because one bit's lower than the other, and with the wind added on as well. Fucking hell. Look, you know it's bad when I got both hands on the steering wheel, but holding tight. Fucking up and down with all that. Fucking, oh, it was horrendous. And obviously, with the wind, it brought the rain for most of the time I was away as well, which didn't bother me too much. You know, I'm still out walking the dog. He had his little rain mac on, which, if I remember, I'll insert the picture here. But he hates it. You put it on him, he's not like your dog. He hates getting dressed up, and he's all fucking embarrassed. And then as soon as we get out, as soon as he gets a bit of attention, he's like, all right, yeah, I'm all right. And then I'll fucking... So yeah, toddling around with that on, bless him. But even though it's got a hood, you can't put it on. You try and put it over his head, and it just covers his arm straight away. Fucking. But I find it weird. So, do you find it with your dog as well? It's like he's got a built-in body clock. So it's like they know what time it is in the morning, like what time you're getting up. So they're sort of like awake at the same time. As and when I do have, you know, nothing to do on a weekend, it's like, come 2-3 o'clock, he's dying to go out as well. It's like, come on, and he's pottering around and he's sort of like ushering me towards the door, come on, let's go out. So even while we've been away, I mean, he's not been too bad, but you know, come 4 or 4, because I'm normally up around that time anyway, he's up, and I swear he does it on purpose. He's like, come into the bedroom, and you know when they're licking the paws, and it's like, why, you've had all night to do it, why have you got to do it now?
Yeah.
And like, even you've had the chance when we've got back in to have done it like the night before, why you got to do it in the morning? Because he knows he's waking me up, and again he knows that I'm awake as well, because he comes around the side of the bed and I'm trying to just like keep my eyes closed, pretending I'm asleep still. And he just knows, and he's just like, poor on me, fucking, come on then, Dad, fucking get up. So, yeah, I just find it strange how they've got that internal body clock. And he loves a good sleep and that, but he's got that much energy, he still wants to be out all the time. Because then, literally any time I got up, because he knew we was away, we're not in our normal home, so it's any time I've got up, it's like, yeah, come on then. Let's fucking go out. Even though I kept taking his collar off, he's like, get up, his towel's going, and he fucking goes, like, because I had the collar on the table, so go to eat, sniffy. Like, you know, I suppose if he had another brain cell, he'd pick it up and fucking bring it over to me, but he's not that clever. Or he is, he just fucking is a bit ignorant.
I do think it's, they've just got a sense for stuff, because with our dog Alfie, if he's coming out on a walk with us or in the car, he knows it before we've even said anything.
Yeah.
And he knows when he's in. So when he knows he is, without us saying anything, he'll wipe by the door. But if for some reason he just has this sense, I don't know what it is, because we don't say certain words, we make sure not to say certain words, you know, because it's getting mixed.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we'd be like, is, you know, head movement, yeah, and it'd be yeah or no, but as soon as we're getting ready, it's like he must be able to smell. I don't know what it is. If we're getting ready and he's coming, he's without even saying a word, he's getting all hyped up. He runs towards the door. When he's not, he just sits in the landing, like being miserable. So I think they've got a sense for this kind of stuff. I think they
can definitely sense your energy.
Yeah.
You know, almost like an aura. You know, how you can see, not how we can see, but how mediums can see a colour around each person, so the colour represents what mood or energy they've got. So maybe it's something similar to that, which I find strange as well. Have you seen any of those videos where it's like the dog eye filter, so it shows what the dogs see, so essentially what colours they see
it's like that TV program Bluey.
Well, yeah, because apparently that's a good program to put on for dogs, because they can see
it's
everything.
The colours, that orange and blue and grey kind of
it's almost like a dull yellow colour in that as well. So it'd be interesting to see. But sorry, diverting again, how do they know that that's how they see? Because it's not like you can just lock an overhead projector, you know, fucking old school fucking vibes there. It's not like they can just shine a light through a dog's eye to project it onto a wall to see what colours are there. Science, ain't it?
Science.
We're not smart enough. Fuck you. If anyone knows how to figure that out, please let us know. Email us in at realtalkingpod@gmail.com or X us Twitter.
The thing is though, like, that would be interesting to know is how they don't know.
I suppose we could just Google it now.
But
what's the fun in Googling? God. Might as well ask Jeeves. Fucking. But yeah, if you go along with those things, I mean, again, how, I suppose if there's any mediums out there, how can you see the colours, or how do you feel the energy? It's strange. But, you know, senses, isn't it? It's above our understanding as human beings. Of where we lie on the spectrum of the world. You know, some people are just a bit more in tuned. I mean, again, I suppose it's almost like a spidey sense sort of thing, when you get those goosebumps and you think, ah, oh, someone's something's around, or even just on the more easiest one that we can all definitely relate to. You know, like you're sitting there in your car and you just look and someone else has looked at you at the same time. You have that awkward moment and you're like, do you carry on looking or do you quickly look back away? You know, that's always a bit of a strange phenomenon, that is.
Do you ever, I've had this a few times, when you have someone that's got the same car, you know, because you know it's your own car more.
Yeah, yeah.
And you give them a look and then they look and then you
bump. Yeah, the little nod.
Yeah.
Yeah, nod of approval.
Well, they're not going to go, no, I've got the same car. Because <we're> clear.
I mean, I'll do it if it's a shit colour of a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crap.
Also, talking of mediums, we said we was going to do like a ghost. Do you remember? I think it was like episode 8. So if there is any mediums that can facilitate us doing
just a ghost tour.
A
or
ghost,
whatever.
Yeah, like a ghost tour. And
or even just a psychic reading or something.
Yeah, that'd be good. Cool.
Get one of those, you know, it's not special.
See, this is what I learned. Get with psychic readings. I've had about 3, and they've all said...
I've never had one.
Like, they've all said... I've even had the card one. Is it tarot?
Yeah, tarot reading, yeah.
And they've all said, I won't be rich, but I'll always have a lot of money. Fuck me, I don't know when that's coming in, because...
Yeah.
Everyone I've had is... I remember the tarot card one. It's just money. All the I don't know how it works. And then I've seen another one. It's like money. And then the last one, we've seen a few weeks back at something, she says the same thing, money, and I'm like, I don't know what they're saying because it's not happened yet. So, I'm due a win, basically, Joe, mate.
Well, I think it's down to when I win the Euros,
yeah.
Which hopefully is tonight.
Talking of which, I brought some scratch cards today for the first, going off topic, yeah. Brought some scratch cards today, and I was like, I fucking spent £20, got the £5 ones, you know, because I'm after it.
Yeah,
chasing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And,
Water break. Stay hydrated.
I was speaking to the lady, so up the road from us, there's little Tesco Express, and asked her the question, what's the most you've ever seen anyone win? She went, I've seen someone win $400,000 on a scratch card. Imagine
yeah,
that.
Man.
I went, did he call up and just go straight down to Wofford? And now I was for, if you win an X amount of money, you either got to send your ticket off, or you've got to go with your ticket to, I think, the place in Wofford.
Mm.
But she said, no, you call them up and they read the code and something, and then someone comes up to you, even for $300,000, or it's all done over like phone and emails, you just show them. And obviously, there's more to it than just that, but
you don't
have to go to Wofford to claim it, basically. Someone will come up to you and then they put the money into your account.
I'd still just be going straight there.
Mate, yeah, fuck that. Yeah, knocking the door.
Because you could just imagine it, like you've won a hefty amount, you know, more than just a couple £100, and you're sitting there for like 3 weeks waiting for Joe Bloggs to turn up. I'd be fucking straight there.
Literally, you'd call him up and how long it's going to take? Oh, we'll be up yours at this start. I'm coming down now.
Yeah. But like, are you open tomorrow morning? If not, tonight, I'm fucking heading over.
Well, imagine that though. Imagine on the drive down, you'd have to put your ticket somewhere, get someone else to draw it, and then just look at your ticket and make sure you don't. Imagine if you lost it.
Yeah. Windows wouldn't go down. Not a chance. Windows would stay up the whole time.
Here's a good question. If you've ever won some money on the lottery and you went to cash in, but then have you ever lost it, what was the amount that you would have won? If you know, that'd be good to know. Because there's got to be someone that's won like £20 on a scratch card and fucking, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that. I've lost the... Like small winnings, like £10.
Because
you
imagine like someone's won like £10,000 and lost it. Oh my god! Would the bookie slip before you could?
Well, yeah, when it was an old paper slip, but bet that happened most times. But yeah, you've reminded me because I know it happened again recently, where with the National Lottery app, obviously you can set it up so it automatically takes the money out, and it will order your tickets via every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday or Saturday, whatever games you're playing, you automatically do it. And I know there was a big one, I think it was probably 2 years ago now, where the young girl, I say young girl, she was like 21 or something, her and a fella, they woke up in the morning, seen the results and like, we've won like a couple of £1 million. But because they didn't have enough money in their accounts, the ticket never actually got purchased. and so they couldn't claim anything. And I remember reading a story, and the lad was like, oh yeah, you know, these things happen.
There'd
be a fucking murder suicide if it was something like that. I'd at least be divorcing the missus if it was that. Fucking knowing that you could have been a millionaire and it was just because you didn't have 20 quid in your fucking account. No,
I know times are hard. You're spending like on fucking some useless.
Something stupid. Like to rub salt in the wounds, it was like the last 20 quid and it was a shit takeaway. Fucking like a horrible Chinese or something.
This Chinese cost me 2 million.
And it had peas and onions in your curry. Fucking horrible. Well, yeah, I know, I'm sure it happened again recently as well where it was the same thing, but
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
No sympathy, because if that transaction hasn't gone through on their end, they are not going to give you the money. You know, it doesn't matter if you've got proof over weeks and months or whatever, if you're constantly getting them numbers. You haven't got it.
I did read, I think maybe during COVID times. Set for Life.
Mm.
Someone played it for the first time, time, and then won it. Didn't win the Furley, the 10 grand for Furley years. He won the 10 grand for 1 year, so 120 grand. On his first ticket, mate.
Well, again, I know that happened. It was a Set for Life one where it was the 10 grand for whatever. And again, it was the girl's first ticket. But I think she was 19 and she'd never played it before. And she just thought, oh, yeah, I'll get a Set for Life one. And then, banged it, first draw.
I've played the lottery in some, like, every kind of format. The games, the fucking Set for Life, the Thunderball, the fucking the lottery, the Euro lottery, and the most I've ever won is 246 or 286. It was the most I've ever won in one go.
Yeah,
I got five numbers off, mate.
Numbers. You're thinking you fucking get a big win there.
No, it was just I remember it happened to me the other week. I had three numbers on Set for Life, and I thought, I'm sure if you get three numbers on Set for Life, it's 100 quid or some 50 quid. 30 quid, sorry, or something like that. And look, because one was a bonus ball or whatever it was, it didn't count. So I just got a lucky dip.
It's fucking annoying, ain't it?
Oh, and then you get the message you've won. I think they changed it now, though, because I got a message saying you've won a lucky dip rather than you've won a prize.
Yeah, because I try not to do it for the app too often, because the amount of times I wake up in the morning and you're getting that email, logging to your account because you've won a prize, and you fucking, it never logs straight in. Fucking the app's down or the fucking internet's down.
And then when you see your current balance, it's like £5. You're like, what the fuck?
It's fucking so annoying.
Also, these scratch cards, I brought some, don't fuck all. On a £5 one, £5. They've got to stop that. It just doesn't make sense to me now. You just don't make me win money back. Just there should be like...
It should be £5, a free ticket.
Yeah, it should be, yeah. Because if it's like... that or have the minimum is £10 then.
Yeah.
It's fucking pathetic. I fucking hate it.
I know. They can be a bit frustrating.
Yeah.
But you know, be aware, be responsible, gamble responsible.
Yeah.
There's all the phone numbers and websites that you can reach out to if you feel like you've got a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Because it is frustrating. It fucking is. But yeah, I'm gonna stick another tenner on the Euros in a bit anyway. Fucking it's gambling and that in general. Very rarely I'll sling on a fucking acca. You know, we've five different football results or whatever. Never did a horses or the dogs or anything. The only times I've ever done it is the few occasions when we've been to the dogs or the horses. It's just never been my cup of tea, really.
Talking of which, when we went with your lad to the dogs.
Yeah, Stratford, yeah.
I picked up one of the old boys, I can't remember his name, and he was telling me about this horse that's going to run in the Irish National.
Probably.
Yeah. So, like, the Irish version of the Grand National, their equivalent. It was like, this horse is going to win, this horse is going to win. And so I was in the bookies the day after, and I was telling my mate, I said, this horse is going to win. And I think it was like 8-1 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my mate got no chance. He checked it. He fucking won.
Did you put anything
on? No, but your man was telling me he had like a couple hundred quid on him. So it was a few grand, obviously.
Yeah, I imagine that was Chelsea Gaz. Because he was always in the bookies. Mm-hmm. When we was living in the pub, fucking literally, because with most pubs, you have multiple TVs around, and with the skyboxes, you can set them for each TV as well.
Yeah, the horse race on one.
So where he would always sit, it would always be that TV was just on Channel 4 or whatever had the racing on. And we had the bookies literally next door as well, and he'd be fucking in and out. So obviously his name was Gaz. But Chelsea Gaz, because he was a Chelsea fan. Years ago, we would always put for Chelsea to win 3-1, Eden Hazard to score. I think that bet would be like a £5 bet.
Yeah.
When it would come through, he'd get like £300.
Yeah.
And you'd, like, obviously, you'd know that had happened in general because the game would be on most of the time. You'd see fucking Hazard score. But if you didn't know that he'd scored and it was a 3-1 result, fucking you'd know definitely because Gaz had come in, always buy me a fucking pint or two as well. I mean, to be fair, he was the same bloke. Had a burger van or two, you know, Blackpool and that as well. So, he weren't shy of a few quid.
Yeah. I remember talking about Gaz. The nearest I've ever come to winning, it was 200 grand, and I'd done it with our mate, well, old mate.
Yeah, Barry, Mr. Green.
Yeah. So, and I remember it, everything was in, and the last game was the 5:30 kickoff.
Mm.
And it was I want to say it was. See, I remember Carnu missed, but I can't remember if he was playing for Middlesbrough or he was playing for West Brom against Middlesbrough. And at the last, it was 0-0 or 1-1. And if he would have scored this fucking, the most easiest fucking goal you could have scored, it was 200 grand. We would have won, and he fucking spanned it.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like 256 or something.
This was before you could cash out. This was like, so this is a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you probably might have, but you'd have to have gone, obviously, up back to the bookies.
Back to the bookies, yeah.
And I remember it was like the early fifth minute, he just scored out of the bar, and I remember just, no!
But the highest one that I almost won, I think it was 80-something thousand, and that was off of a pound, and it was fucking Leeds that let me down. And you know, it wasn't a big accumulator. There was, I don't know, 8 or 10 teams on there, roughly. Yeah. So, you know, good enough amount of teams, but it was just a pound bet, and every result was fucking on the ball, just Leeds, just let me down. And they were winning as well, and they just went back, did a typical Leeds, and fucking, just chin me off. I suppose I could have and should have definitely cashed out, but you know, you're thinking, you've got it in the bag, but nah, didn't happen. Fucking, just don't do much gambling in general. It's not something I ever really wanted to get into, because I can have a bit of an addictive personality, and I probably would fucking get into it a bit too much.
Well, we're still going to do that thing as well with
the roulette. Fucking roulette. Yeah. We are going to fucking do it one of these days.
And I'm telling you, when you get to a grand, if you was to boil up, you'd take that money out straight away, mate. As I reckon, if I was to get my 50 quid to about 300, I'd fucking want to take it out, mate.
Yeah, but then all your tarot readings are going to be wrong then, though, aren't they? Fuck it. Nah, we'll do it. We'll arrange it for one of these episodes. We're just going to do it.
You have to get the thing so people can watch it on the camera as well, so that I can see.
Yeah, if I can figure that out, then I will do. Just about know how to put pictures over the fucking video, mate.
So we could be lying.
Nah, I think that no, if we won a fucking million, God. Be in a studio for starters.
Just couldn't get enough. It just, you'd want to cash out, right?
Yeah, definitely. Fucking. But I'd be wanting to cash out on a high figure, not just off of a fucking grand or two. It would be fucking
50 quid giving you a grand. Well, we'll see
when we get to it. I still reckon we can't do it sober. We've got to have a couple of drinks in.
With a confidence.
Bit of Dutch courage, you know.
£2,000 take out there.
Yeah. We'll get there one day.
Yeah.
Fucking. So something I did see the other week, which I did mean to bring up, but I fucking keep forgetting. So there's been an AI singer that's actually been making their own music and have got their own fucking record deal. So obviously we've
have you seen the Eric Cartman?
Yeah, those things are fucking a lot of people fucking abused it a bit, to be fair, because obviously there was the fucking banger, because every time we touch, I get, and yeah, fucking a few of us, but some of them were just fucking just too much. Like, so they were trying to push it, just doing stupid songs that just didn't fucking do enough. I should have fucking got it quickly. So Warner Music has made history by signing a record deal with Noon Noori, which is the first AI virtual pop singer and Instagram influencer.
So when we say AI, it's so just someone's just put this voice together.
No. It was an AI program that I believe it was Noon Noori is unlike any other artist, as she exists solely as a digital entity on the internet, free from human limitations such as aging, fatigue and sleep. So obvious, because it's a fucking computer program. So I believe it was just made to essentially make songs.
Yeah.
Which is already breaking the rules of AI, because they're not meant to have freedom of thought and speech. They're meant to just stick within their programming limits.
But don't someone just type the words and it says the words? Because that's how they do with other artists, don't they? They just type the words and then...
it's generated.
It's just generated. So it's not like she's making up the songs herself. She's getting told the song to sing and then... obviously, it's a bit more soft than just that, but you know, she's not really thinking, no, this is a tune, I'm gonna say this here.
So it's
put a donk on it there.
Big donk on it. But yeah, from what I've seen, this AI character is literally making their own songs. So obviously, yeah, originally with the program, you know, well, it's all songs in existence have been fed into it. And then it's been sort of pushed towards the pop category for what it wants, or whoever created it wants them to make pop songs. And so they started off by doing little songs on Instagram. And then, yeah, they've been given a record deal. And it just makes you think, where's it all going to lead to?
Yeah.
You know, if they're allowing them to do songs, what's next?
Because I know actors in Hollywood are scared that, you know, the voiceover roles.
Yeah, yeah. Ice Cube's fucking...
it's going to be given to AI.
Yeah, Ice Cube's been doing a lot about it. Because even with the deepfake technology as well, you know, you see a lot of them. There's a dedicated Tom Cruise one, which you'd imagine that he looks similar enough anyway, because he's already doing impersonations of Tom Cruise. Mm. Because... even though the deep fake's going over the top of it, you've got to get the mannerisms right, the voice right, and just look the way that you're acting. So, yeah, the deep fakes of that, they're a bit scary as they are anyway, because, you know, where does evidence get cross-contaminated, falsified, if it is going to get into that, you know, anything... any illegal activity, trying to deepfake that it was someone else. I imagine there's fucking deep fake porn or something as well, isn't that? You know, but it'll be fucking something stupid like fucking, you know, Scarlett Johansson's fucking getting railed by a load of geezers where it's not actually her. Was it Rule 36? I know I brought it up before, but yeah, if you can think of it, it's been done. So I imagine that it has. And then again, there's a load of those deep fakes where it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger over the face of someone else and they're doing a film or a song and fucking, obviously it's as said other person with the face and the voice, and some of them are quite funny. It's the technology is just getting a bit too much now, really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
You know, where is it going to come to? But at least we know that on the robot side of things, there's still a bit fucking lacking on it. Because have you seen any of those ones where it's like the robot machine making a hot dog?
No, but I was watching. So I don't know how long this season's been out, but it's called Olivia Atwood's Getting Filthy Rich, and it's season 2.
Okay,
so basically, she basically goes and speaks to like people that do girlfriend experience.
You live for planning the perfect trip. The thrill of comparing hotels, scoring that impossible reservation, and piecing together an unforgettable itinerary. You already think like a travel advisor, so why not just be one? Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan vacations and help others travel well. As a Fora advisor, you'll be set up for success with best-in-class training, powerful booking tools, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider tips. Fora helps you turn your love of planning vacations into a business with a flexible, meaningful stream of income, with commission on every hotel, cruise, and activity you book. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred partners, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout, giving you and your clients the kind of elevated travel experiences regular travelers simply don't get. Getting started is as easy as booking trips for people you already know. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/earn. That's foratravel.com/earn.
Which is basically just escorts.
Yeah.
You know, OnlyFans. But she dove into the one where it's like dolls. And there's a place of Leamington Spa that do lifelike dolls, you know. And
yeah.
He says in 2 years, they will be robotic. So I don't know when this came out. I think it was this year, but I think it was a few months ago. But he reckons in 2 to 3 years that they'd be robotic and have actions to your emotions that I suppose
I know that they've been around for a while, to be fair, not completely AI, but with some of these higher end sex dolls.
I mean, the one, the style off for 10 grand,
yeah,
and I think it's a 20 odd grand for the most, you know, if it's custom how you want it,
because it literally is just a catalogue. Jew's hair, skin tone, eye colour, looking breast size.
Well, here's the thing, cause obviously you said, where does it end? So, on the show, it says that the sex industry is worth $30 billion a year.
Jesus.
By 2030, it's due to be worth $60 billion. So, here's my... If me and you can get a little something, I don't know, create something, and get a little piece of that pie, mate, maybe that tarot card reading... come in.
Yeah, well, maybe that could be the future.
I'm not on about like a sex robot. What's missing? We can get in there.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think maybe we could create our own sex dolls of ourselves.
Well, they do that. So the person offered this Olivia Atwood, they used to be on Love Island, basically a grand for everyone they sell.
All right.
If they get her measurements and whatever. She said she got her own one in the end, but then said she wasn't going to do it. But the one thing that knocks me is while she goes around these OnlyFans houses and she asks the same two questions that the fucking everyone asks, and it fucking pisses me off. That's all you can ask an OnlyFans.
Yeah, why did you get into it?
Well, not that. How much do you make a month?
Yeah.
And what's the best month you've ever had? And the one girl making 180 grand a month, mate. 180 grand a month? A month?
Yeah, some of them make more than that though.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
And there's this one that's dog ugly. And she said, I made close to £1 million this year. What? Who's subscribing to that? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Because a lot of fucking lot of artists are on there as well. I think Tiger's on there. Again, look, I don't know what the content's going to be, because is he actually doing anything?
He goes full naked on there.
Fucking hell.
He goes full naked on there, because I've seen some of the videos, you know, it gets sent in the group chats and that.
Yeah.
But, what's that one? Bella Thorne. I think she was the first one. It's happened since she was
the ginger bird?
Yeah, the one I used to be on that Disney show. Oh, fucking, I can't remember what it was called.
I've seen her in some crappy films and that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Disney program or whatever was she was on.
I'm pretty sure she was the first one to make $1 million in her first month. Obviously, it's happened since WWE wrestler that's just stopped wrestling now. She wanted to do alongside wrestling, but wrestling said you can't do OnlyFans and this and now. So she's chose OnlyFans because she's making $1 million a month.
Nah, fair dues, ain't
he? But it just, it pees me because, and then they're all like, you know, I work hard. No, you fucking don't. You just dress up. Do a little video.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking, you know, but then it's people paying me out.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, fair fucking play to them, Lord. At the end of the day, they're taking advantage of the fucking nature of a man, of most men, the way that the fucking dirty animals that just want to see tits and pussy and arseholes and that all the time. And, yeah, they're fucking, they're getting the money for it. So, I don't blame them. I mean, if we was going to get a couple of grand a fucking week and that, just for, you know, taking pictures, I think fucking I'd probably be doing that myself, really. So if you want to see, then email us in at realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Even if you just want some feet pics or something, send us £50. We'll fucking
There's that geezer actually, I don't know his name, that wears socks. I don't know. So all he does all day is wear socks.
Yeah,
it's thousand for like £100 a time.
Yeah,
ask you to do certain things. Like, I'm sure one person wanted someone to wear socks or put bread in the socks and then send it with the bread. Mate, fuck me, I'll do that, mate. Fuck
it. It's mad though, isn't it? Because you think, why did I want that piece of bread? Like, all they're going to do is just eat that bread then, isn't they? It's mad. Look, when that woman was fucking selling jars of farts and that couple of years ago, but she was making bank on that as well though, isn't it? Fucking, it's just mental.
So you just got to find that niche, that gap, and then that's it, man. You're in for the money. I mean, $60 billion. I mean, I think we're missing something here.
Yeah, we'll have to have a brainstorm after pod, because we don't want any of the listeners stealing our ideas.
But if you've got any good ideas, feel free to send them in.
Yeah, we'll help promote it and pattern it for you. We'll take a slice of that pie. That's sex pie. Cream pie.
Like warm apple pie.
Oh god, American pie.
They don't make movies like that anymore, do they?
Nah,
they wouldn't be allowed.
Nah.
Just, can you imagine pitching that now? Can you imagine pitching that idea? With the idea with Stifler, and just couldn't. It'd be just too controversial.
You struggle with films like that these days, really. Anyway, don't you?
Doesn't hit the same, does it?
No, again, because like, Tropic Thunder, I think we've brought it up before, but you know, Robert Downey Jr. proper blacking up, and that wasn't even the worst thing about the film either.
It was some big Jack, wasn't it? What was he called?
Like Simple Jack or something. Simple Jack.
Simple Jack.
You can't have films like that now, as much as we'd want them, because I see a lot with the comedians, and when they're doing the little shows and that, and people getting offended by the jokes, and at the end of the day, it's jokes. You're there to have a laugh, and if there's something that you've not liked, just, it is what it is. Like, don't get fucking upset and that. You know, fair enough, if they're fucking full on pointing at you, saying that you're a baby rapist or something, get offended. But if they're making a joke about something, just fucking don't.
That's what you're
just
there for,
it, yeah, just let it go, man. Just fucking chill out. There's just no need for fucking some of these people. You can get a bit fucking on top. Speaking of fucking on top, really, I thought I had a bit of a strange one the other day. It was away. Went into CEX, which I haven't been into one for fucking years, to be fair, because I don't really go out shopping or anything, or, apart from food shop, because that's essential. But yeah, just walked in, had a fucking mooch, and I had to laugh anyway, because there was these two foreign dudes, I don't know what they were, but to each other they weren't speaking English, and they were trying to sell this Bluetooth speaker. And like the geezer behind the counter is being as polite as he can, and he's like, yeah, so if you get a voucher, you'll get £26, but if you want it as cash, you'll get £23. And they're like, well, we want more money. He's like, yeah, but you can only spend this voucher here.
Yeah.
You can't spend it anywhere else. They're like, all right, cash there. And he's like, all right, and then you haven't got a charger with it, so we've got to take money off of that. Instead of huffing and puffing. So they were going to get like £21.50 for this little fucking Bluetooth speaker, which I don't know what brand it was or anything, but Jesus. Anyway, so they're there for fucking ages. So this young lady has fucking called me round because I'm buying this game, £12, bag of shit, might take it back. But that's not the point of the story. So she's there, she's got a short pink hair, multicoloured nails, fucking wearing a beanie, all the piercings and that everywhere. She wasn't dressed that strangely, but like, she served me, and she thought, because I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this Bluetooth speaker situation, so I wasn't paying attention for a minute, and she's handed me the game then, she's going, oh yeah, I'll put the receipt inside the case for you. I was like, alright, yeah, thanks Bab. Bam, face up on that fucking, because I'd just assumed her gender. Which, she was a female, but she didn't appreciate it. So I just didn't pay attention. I just walked off. The missus is standing over the side then, looking at DVDs of all fucking things. Like,
yeah, they're looking at DVDs now.
Yeah, everything's on Netflix and fucking Amazon Prime and that. Yeah. Oh, God. But, yeah, so ended up buying two DVDs.
Wait, what DVDs?
Fucking, I don't know, man. Like, I think the one was like Vampire's Assistant.
What do you even watch for DVDs on?
Well, where it was, there was a DVD player. Oh, otherwise, it's going to have to be fucking the PlayStation, ain't it? Yeah. So, yeah, two DVDs. Don't know what fucking the second one was. But then I think because I'd assumed this lady's gender and insulted her by calling her Bab, she fucking had an awkward long stare with my missus then. Like, I couldn't tell whether she wanted to fucking like try and chat her up and get a number or something, or she wanted to fucking switch on her because she's married to me. And it was just weird. Like, I'm staring at her while she's staring at my missus, and the tension was just growing. And then as we walked out of the shop, like, I fucking said straight away, I was like, well, that was awkward, weren't it? Yeah, did you see how filthy her nails were? I was like, that's what you took from that interaction. Like, the way she was just staring. And like, so I noticed the nails were painted, but obviously I didn't see the dirt under her nails. But it was just weird. Like,
I mean, Bab's an old word. I've never called anyone Bab.
I do it all the time, though. It's thanks, like, Bab. You know, cheers, Bab. Mucker, say that a lot. You know, nice one, Mucker. Cheers, mate. Thanks for that. I suppose, yeah, it's, well, we're an older generation, so, and then with the people that I'm always around, work wise and all that, it's part of their language barrier, so it's just what I would pick up as well, isn't it?
Bab.
Yeah. And then not long after that, because we did a quick little food shop then as well, there was two Sam Smiths in there as well. Fucking,
when you say Sam Smiths was wearing Teletubby boots,
there wasn't at that particular moment, but I could imagine that they would love to wear those Teletubby boots around. They didn't recognise me anyway, so thank fuck for that. You know, his community's not got onto the Real Talking Podcast yet. Have that.
I don't think any community has just yet.
I know, yeah. Well, the Welsh community's there. They're fucking loving it, aren't they? Fucking, yeah. You know, we've got a good few fucking fans over in America and that as well.
Yeah, San Diego.
Yeah. And speaking of fans, we have got an email. Kirsty's emailed in again.
I think Kirsty's our number one fan now.
Yeah.
I think Danny G's just fucking fell off a little bit, innit?
I think he's got no fucking stories to come out with about his riz and that,
I think
he's backed off a little bit, innit? Pussy up. Nah, Dan, hopefully you're all right and you haven't, just stopped listening because you're crying in the corner all the time. But anyway, Kirsty, thanks for your email.
Maybe it's just a few episodes behind and he's going to listen to this like in about 2 weeks and be like, what's he saying?
Well, I'll wait for his response. Kirsty says, hi guys, loving Mike's stories, so I thought we'd share one.
I think everyone was loving Mike's stories.
Mike's fucking little legend of the chat. Right, so during my time working at McDonald's, I was asked to get some more fries from the walk-in freezer, as you do. Fucking got to share that workload, ain't ya? When I opened the door, I was surprised to find the manager banging a co-worker. Fucking hell. Fair play.
It's always the manager, isn't it?
Yeah.
I reckon the manager was like a 25-year-old male and the girl was like 18. Like, you know, that way around.
Yeah. The manager's going to be older.
Without
saying anything, grabbed the fries near the door and left. A few weeks later, the same co-worker was promoted to shift manager. Well, I see why she was doing it then.
It could.
Fucking hell.
Fucking legend.
After the incident, both of them ignored me and didn't acknowledge what happened. So, yeah, fucking.
But, see, no, go on. Sorry, I'm interrupting.
I took advantage of this situation, though, and would take longer breaks or lunches without any complaints.
That's it.
If anyone complains, they would cover for me by saying that they'd allowed for me to take a longer break. They never confronted me about what I'd witnessed, but they knew that I had something on them, and my extended breaks were an unspoken agreement for my silence. However, I always made sure to help co-workers and would jump back in to work if I saw them struggling. Fucking fair play. At least you fucking did the right thing and jumped back on when you was needed. And then she says, have either of you had anything similar?
That's a great story, actually.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do in that situation. I think I would have to be like, what was you two doing? Just so they know I've seen it, but not have that unspoken, you know, rules that she was like, I would be like, well, I ain't telling, but you know, I've got to get something.
Yeah.
But
well, so going off of that, I take it you've had no experience.
No, I've never. I mean, the only thing I can vaguely remember is we went out to Nottingham, me and my brother and one of the other lads, and some people was fucking in the car.
Standard.
But literally, you couldn't see anything because it was dark. And once I noticed, the girl both got grabbed from the back and ran into the front, and that was it. But no, off the top of my head, no, I can't.
Well, I've had pretty much the same thing fucking happen. Not that I was working at McDonald's. So back when I was living in that pub. Obviously, I won't say any names, but if anyone that does know me and knows where I was living and who was working there, they're going to know exactly who it was. So, back with the old dog, I was about to take her out for a walk, and then as I've opened the door, I've shouted back to the missus, whatever I'd says, but because of...
Yeah, but because your layout, so in your layout... So JD's like a flower palm, or you want to call it, above
the pub.
Above the pub. When you walk out the front door, you'd have the offices to your left. Before you would go down the stairs. So the main office for the manager and assistant manager would be to the left.
On the left. Yeah. And then on the right was like a little storage room as well.
So have you all come out your front door?
So I've opened the door, turned around to say whatever to the missus, and the dog on the extendable lead has wandered off to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I've followed through then, I've just seen the backlash of commotion of the manager sort of awkwardly sitting there and the other girl quickly sort of like wrapping a cardigan or jumper, whatever it was, back around herself and trying to like fold her arms.
You caught like the reaction from you coming out the door, what the thinking like, process.
It was like, ah, shit, the dog, fucking hell. And then they've like started to cover themselves up. So, like, for starters, why was the door fucking open in the first place? Like,
yes, knowing that your front door is literally...
But it's not just about my door as well. It's in case any other staff come up the stairs to get, like, fucking change out the safe or whatever. Like, they shouldn't have left the fucking door open. So I had to laugh about it. I was like, oh, sorry about that. Come on, Melly, fucking got her out of the office.
So that's all you said?
That's all I said. Because
at the time, that's all that got said between any of you at the time.
Yeah, because I'd already heard rumours that
it was going on.
Yeah, stuff was going on between the pair of them anyway, from staff. So I just laughed about it. I was like, yeah, saying it's happening then. I can't say too much about it because if the fucking did listen, it's going to get even fucking. Well, fuck it. I don't care. So his missus worked at the pub as well.
Yeah.
So obviously it was more bait that fucking if anything was to come out or fucking she was to walk in. The only godsend on his behalf really is because they had kids, they never often worked the same shifts together. So it was less likely for her to catch you.
It's still overall, you work in the same workplace as your missus, so even if rumours got around.
Yeah.
And then not only that, you've got a front door right next to the office with the office door wide open where you can come out your door and anyone can come up the stairs.
Yeah.
So they're playing it hot.
Yeah.
As where in Curse's stories they was playing it cold.
Because they're in the freezer. That's fucking it. Good call back there. That's it. Fucking. That was a real good one.
Real.
So yeah, after that, fucking, I'd always be given at least one free pint from this chap then as well.
And nothing got said.
I didn't need to say anything, like, because it's not my business, so I don't care. Fucking, you know, like, you're gonna do it, whatever.
So the first transaction with the first point, what happened? Did he literally just go, "There you go, Jack. Don't worry about it."
Yeah, yeah. Because I was gonna pay, and he was like, "No, it's all right. You can have a free one." I was like, "All right, saying I'm never gonna turn down a free pint."
Yeah.
And then it just carried on.
So like every time he served you, not every time, but
no, it's not like I'd get fucking 8 free pints a day, but it was like fucking 1 or 2 when he'd serve me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And then with the other person in question, did she give you free?
No.
But did she have any action like with you? Any?
No, I never said much really. Well, she never said anything about it. There was an incident a good few months after that. Where she went off the rails, she was out drinking on all sorts of drugs, and she was ringing him up at 3 o'clock in the morning, obviously trying to get through to him, sending text messages, voicemails and stuff, apparently saying stuff. And then she was found the next day, she'd fell asleep in a field or something because she was completely fucking off her face. How he got away with it, I don't know.
Maybe he didn't get away with it, and that's why they moved pubs.
Probably was.
Yeah.
That was pretty much the same situation, really. It was always funner. I remember saying to the missus, because she came out on that.
I was going to say, did you tell her about it?
Yeah, I told her straight
away. Because your missus was...
The assistant manager.
Was the assistant manager
there
as well? So she's got some kind of. She isn't just any member of staff.
No, she was.
And obviously that's her office as well.
Yeah.
You know, so. And what happened with her? Does she have any.
She didn't have a conversation with him about it or the other girl. She just had the similar attitude of, like, yeah, they can do whatever they want. Just fucking. It's not my business.
Yeah.
But I remember just saying to her, if he ever tries anything like that with you, I will fucking cut his throat. And yeah, she fucking was a bit scared for 5 minutes at that point then. But to be fair, fucking, you know, it's a reasonable reaction, because if anyone's trying it on with your missus, you know, you got a right to be pissed off. And then obviously be more pissed off if your partner you know, reciprocates that attention then as well.
Mm.
And not that she would, well, she better not, because I'll fucking break her neck as well. Ginger bitch. But now, thanks for that email.
Yeah,
guys.
Thank you, Kirsty. I mean, any more stories from anyone or any questions, just feel free to email us. You know, we keep saying it, but it really makes the podcast worthwhile. It actually, you know,
for me,
it proves that people are listening and are enjoying the content where they're listening to me every week and want to ask us questions and tell us stories. So thank you for your email. And yeah, if any of you've got any questions or stories, please just email them into us.
Yeah, yeah, it is much appreciated. Yeah. So again, yeah, the email address, realtalkingpod@gmail.com. X Twitter handle is @AshandJD. Obviously, the YouTube page, Real Talking Podcast.
Do you know one of our YouTube had 10 views?
Yeah.
I was like, because I was going through them, and then one's got like two, and that was obviously just where me and you've probably just watched it. It's got a view. Then one's got 10. I was like, who's watching it?
Yeah, yeah. Again, if you're watching it on the YouTube, you know, do stick a log, subscribe as well while you're there, share it to your friends and family and that. Anyone that you think is gonna enjoy listening to us as much as you do, or maybe even more, you know, it is appreciated. It's something we talked about for a while. It was getting into a podcast, doing one. So yeah, knowing that there's people out there listening and enjoying it, it is appreciated. And so the more of you that do share, and even just the downloads, you know, if you're on Spotify and that and download, you know, we can visibly see how many people are definitely listening, you know, because you can't always go off of the download stats, because there's more people that listen than actually download.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is appreciated if you can do it. You know, it doesn't take up any space on your device, your phone or your laptop or whatever. And then it's like after 30 days, it automatically removes itself as well. So it's not going to stay there forever. So yeah, it is appreciated. Any more stories than that, please do send them over.
Yeah, I any sex stories as well, I feel like a bit risky now. So
yeah.
You know, a bit like Mike's one of the, you know, just.
Yeah, the standing finger reach around, wank, fucking inmate story, fucking quality.
Because you can imagine how, you know, these are just obviously two of our listeners that have come in with these stories. I can only imagine what other people have seen and probably done.
Yeah. Especially with the younger generation. Jesus.
Yeah, well, we've already, I mean, it's nothing to them, is it? So.
No. But again, it doesn't have to be a sex story.
just anything.
You know, if you've got something you want to just fucking share, which you can. Again, you know, we're here for advice. Kirsty personally had some great advice from us. You know, she was.
I wonder how she's getting on with our voice. Do you reckon she's doing all right?
Well, she did say on the other email that she's not with any ragdolls anymore. You know, she's taking the advice well. Or again, you know, we gave our experiences on. I don't know if it was like episode 5 or 6, paranormal activity anyway, if you've got any ghost stories or anything.
Yeah. And as we touched on, if you are a medium or, you know, you can get us in with a ghost tour, we've got to get those cameras on our heads, like
the Francis GoPro
things and that. Imagine that.
I know, yeah, the fucking 360 view.
I know we've touched about it before, but I was watching a ghost thing again on TV, and they're so fake and set up. It's just... I fucking know it, but if I'm a ghost hunter, or is that whatever the right term is anyway, and I hear a noise, I'm not running over.
Ghostbuster.
Actually, when we do our ghost, if someone sorts us out, we should get the Ghostbusters outfit. Boy, we're ghost hunting with the GoPros and that. That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, just don't cross the streams, kid.
I've got him.
Yeah. You know, I did see some the other day that it's one near me, Coventry Way, for a ghost tour, but it was on, it's going to be held on the 18th of November, but I'm away that week, so I can't go.
I kind of wonder if it could just be obviously me and you and obviously
Summer. Yeah, just so a small one.
So there's no contamination of sorts.
Yeah, cross contamination. We definitely need to get something sorted.
And we are the guest thing. It's something that we really both want to get to upload a guest on the podcast. So we are trying to figure that out, how who could we get and who would be best for the pod that would get the pod.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So yeah, if any of you just want to jump on yourselves, don't necessarily have anything, need to have any interesting stories or anything in particular going on in your life, you know, you can just come on and just have a fucking chat and then we'll have a laugh. You know, if you've got a big enough space, you're not too far away, we can always come to you as well. We'll wait for your interactions again, and as always, hope you've enjoyed, and that has been another edition of the Real Talking Podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. See you later.
Bye-bye. Peace.